This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 167. Can you find power in your English mistakes? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, coming to you from Arizona and Boston, USA.
Do you feel a sense of shame when you make mistakes in English? Today, find out how to feel vulnerable but also strong at the same time when you learn a new language.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. How's it going, Aubrey? What are you up to today? Anything on the on tap?
Yeah, I went to the park with my twins. They're both seven this morning, but we had to go at 7 a.m. because it's already, I mean, as soon as the sun's out, it's still pretty warm, even though it's, you know, later in the year. But yeah, they still, they've figured out the monkey bars. Those are the parallel bars where they sort of swing like a monkey across them.
So fun.
It's so, so fun. They both can do it now, and I don't have to stand right under them to hold them if they fall. So that's a milestone.
Oh, that's a big milestone. That's a big one. I feel like a lot of what we do as children kind of create who we are in life later, right? In terms of what we think we can do, how vulnerable we want to be in the world. Ooh, this is going to be a good topic today. And it ties right into what you were saying.
Yes, exactly, right? It's so important as you're raising children to not instill in them vulnerability and shame that is going to sort of cripple what they're willing to try. You want to help them feel confident, and even if they make mistakes, you know, to feel like, that's okay, I'm fine. It's tricky.
Yeah. There's a famous researcher that we look up to here at All Ears English, and her name is Brené Brown. And she's, I believe she's a psychologist at the University of Texas. And she researches shame and vulnerability as kind of a disease, as a plague, sort of. Mm-hmm. She's done a lot of TED Talks. She's done a TED Talk or two, written a lot of great books. And you know, a lot of people find her inspiring. She also has an Instagram channel. But she talks about how, you know, the differences between shame and guilt, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have a sense of what those differences are, Aubrey?
I don't know. I'd love to hear what she has to say, what you have to say. For me, I think about religion when I think about guilt and shame. I was, you know, I grew up in a very conservative Christian religion, and there is a lot of guilt and shame that is used to motivate people to sort of follow the tenets of religion sometimes. This is my experience, right? And I'm curious what she would have to say about that, because it can be very problematic.
Yeah, of course. And that's kind of the problem. We learn these things in a certain way as kids, and then we carry those mindsets into trying to learn a new language, right? Or trying to do anything in the world. But I don't want to put words in her mouth, but what I see as the difference between guilt and shame is that guilt is I did something bad, and shame is I am bad. Right?
That makes sense.
And obviously shame is more of a problem because it's harder to get rid of. I mean, it's just a more insidious thing, right? That
you,
I think, is much more dangerous.
Totally.
So I really feel like, although these seem like kind of heady psychological topics, I feel like our listeners are going to be able to relate, right? Because what happens if we've learned to be ashamed of ourselves as kids or teenagers, and now we go into learning this language, and the shame really comes up when we try to learn English?
The problem becomes if you're making mistakes, you recognize that you're making mistakes as you're speaking English, how do you feel about that? Do you feel shame? Do you feel embarrassment? Yes. Or are you able to shake that off and say, that's no big deal that I make a mistake sometimes?
Exactly. Exactly. And just going back to what Brené Brown does, I know she's done some research on like how our culture allows women to be vulnerable, but not men. And even though women say they want men to be vulnerable and open and sensitive, they don't actually want that. That's some of what her research has found. And we can go into that another day. That's kind of more about gender. But I know anyone who's learning a new language, I mean, I know I've experienced a lot of, I think shame came up for me and certainly feeling vulnerable when I was learning Spanish and traveling in South America and having to make a choice. Do I enter this conversation in Spanish with all these native speakers from Madrid, from Colombia? You know, they're so cool. They're speaking so fast. Do I enter it or do I stand back?
Right. And for me, a lot of my hesitation will be, I'm worried that it will be frustrating for them to have me in this conversation and maybe they'll have to slow down their speech or I'm not going to understand everything. I have some vulnerability there where I'm a little bit worried that I'm annoying to them, right?
Which, oh my gosh, that's
so sad.
That's such an important thing that you just hit on. So how did you handle that, Aubrey, when you were learning, you know, French? How did you handle that? What did you do?
Honestly, there were a lot of conversations that I missed out on or that I was very passive and just listened because I knew if I jumped in, tried to participate, or at least I was worried that if I jumped in and participated, that at least someone there would be kind of annoyed to have a non-native speaker there participating. But after a while, I became motivated enough recognizing the only way I'm going to improve is if I participate. And also I started to get to know the people I was around, my friends, well enough to know that I was wrong about that. They weren't going to be upset. They weren't going to be frustrated and annoyed because we had a little bit better of a relationship where they were patient. They were understanding. Okay. Yeah, that helps.
So you had to kind of build, maybe originally they were kind of strangers, then you got to know them and you felt more free to kind of enter the conversation, ask for repetition. Right. Yes. That kind of thing. And at the same time, that caused you to get better. So it's like a virtuous cycle.
Exactly. Right. And I started feeling more confident with my language. So I'm recognizing, okay, I can hang in this conversation. I understand most everything being said. I can tell a joke or at least participate and start feeling more confident.
Yeah. We want to encourage our listeners, guys, look for those moments because you really need those wins and no one else is going to recognize it for you. Right? Because you're going to be the only one that knows how much you're understanding. So you need to congratulate yourself and step back and say, hey, last month I could only get 10% of this fast conversation in this cafe, but this month I can get 50%. That's a huge win. This is how we get to the point where we get better. We kind of have to move ourselves along, be our own coach in a way.
For sure. And you can gauge it from podcasts like ours too, right? Do you understand more in this episode than you did in episode one, right? Recognize that. That's a win. You're understanding more each time.
And absolutely. And I know our listeners do get that because they get really excited about Allers English. They tune in 4 days a week. Guys, we have 15-minute episodes. And I have seen emails from students that have told us that when they first found the show a year ago, they only understood 40% and now they're up to 75 or 80. So it is totally possible.
For sure.
It's totally possible.
Yes, and it's amazing. And I'm so glad you guys are willing to let us know because that's great motivation for us to feel like, you know, we're helping. You like the content we provide. It's so fun for us. So exciting. And just to see you guys improving and progressing.
Yeah. And I think the other key is don't measure success, you know, day by day,
right?
You know, for example, if you, let's use the analogy in business, you know, businesses don't look at their sales each day and say, oh, we're a failure because our sales were down today. They look at over the long term, maybe over the month, month to month or year to year. And it's the same thing for your English. You can't think, today I had a bad conversation. I just didn't understand as much. Yesterday was better. I must be getting worse. No, you look at it over, you know, compare this month to 6 months ago to a year ago.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting to think about if you have a teacher right now that does motivate through shame, because this does happen, right? Mm-hmm. And I even find myself sometimes here being like, oh, don't make this mistake so that, you know, you know, natives don't judge you, something like that.
Yeah.
And I'll always feel a little prick of like, oh, I don't want to motivate through shame. I hope it doesn't come across that way. Mm-hmm. Recognize that, you know, it does, it can be a motivation. Mm-hmm. This is why religions use it. This is why some teachers use it. But it's the problem is it doesn't allow you to really grow and take risks because you start worrying about, you know, you start feeling that shame and you don't want to feel that. It's a negative feeling. And so then you might not try next time. So that's what we want to prevent.
Yeah, exactly. So the question is, how do we make it so that it's not our entire sense of self that's on the line if we make a mistake? That's the key. That's what confident people are able to do. They somehow separate themselves. They don't put themselves on the line if there's going to be some kind of mistake.
Exactly. Right. So this research tells us that if we're focusing on the negative part of shame, those negative feelings, that comes from the primitive part of the brain, right? What the caveman part of the brain
stem.
It's a fear response.
To
a threat. And that we don't want to be motivated by that. We don't want to be using that because it isn't as effective as like focusing on the wins, like we were saying, focusing on what we're doing right and the progress we're making.
Yeah, it's crazy because, I mean, if you imagine, you know, there was a time and a place for the amygdala, the brainstem, to have its place, right? Because there were tigers coming after you, right? You were in the cave and you had to run away from the big animal that was going to eat you. So that makes sense that your amygdala said run,
right?
Run, get away, escape. Your life is in danger, but it's kind of like that brainstem never quite evolved. So now we still have that brain and we're bringing that into learning languages or trying to build a business or trying to give a speech at work, and that doesn't work, right?
Exactly.
So we need to find other techniques.
Yeah, you don't want to feel afraid to take risks. You want to have that confidence. So you have to fight your sort of natural brain.
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting, but there is a way to do it, guys. And you know, this is a great place to start right here at Allers English. Make sure you hit follow, listen to us. We're going to encourage you. We're going to take a positive spin on learning languages, and we're going to make sure you get there. All right.
Yes, exactly. Be sure to follow All Ears English wherever you find your podcasts.
All right. Sounds good. I'll see you in the next one, Aubrey.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.